May we always walk with Christ. Amen. The palms are waving with frantic energy. There's joyful cheers and expectant hope. This is Jesus' ride into Jerusalem, and he is regal and majestic. And we can almost feel the electricity of anticipation. And the crowd is shouting over and over, "Blessed is the Lord who comes in peace, peace in heaven, glory in the highest." While there's still a hint of the nard on his skin, and he catches a scent of the perfume. But for a moment, Jesus lets go and embraces this road paved in cloaks and palms and shouts of joy. We too love Jesus. We know his story, and we know what is coming next. I think Christ's story would leave us crushed and heartbroken, except we know his life mattered. We know Jesus' life changes lives. Jesus makes a difference in my life. My life is better because Jesus is part of my life. When I struggle to see good in the world, there is Jesus saying, "Look again." The times in my life when I thought I wasn't worthy, when I've been scared, there is Jesus holding me steady, telling me to look again. The times in my life where I struggled with trying to figure out what was the best thing for me to do, there was Jesus, like a prayer engraved upon my heart. "You are loved. I am here with you. You matter. It's going to be okay." And out of this knowing that Jesus loves me, I am reminded that I am to share the love Jesus shares with me with others. We let Jesus into our lives so that we can be changed. I'm going to share some words of Fred Rogers, that is the Mr. Rogers, from the biography about him. And one is, "The real issue in life is not how many blessings we have, but what we do with our blessings. Some people have many blessings and hoard them. Some have few and give everything away." Fred Rogers was a Presbyterian minister, and he fought his entire life for his belief in his ministry and his calling, which was to be an advocate for and create quality public educational television for young children. When oftentimes, especially when he first started, and from his biography for like 10 to 15 years, people were always doubting the value of his work. And one day in May, on May 1st, 1969, at a congressional hearing in front of then Senator Pastore, whose job it was to conduct a hearing and then decide the fate of all of public television. So there was Fred Rogers giving his testimony. And if you're curious, the entire 7.5 minutes are on YouTube. So there sits Fred Rogers, sharing how funding for Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood and public television funding in general, how it works, and what happened when they briefly lost funding for the neighborhood because the money had run out. And before they could get the show back on the air, Rogers goes, "When the money ran out, people in Boston, Pittsburgh, and Chicago all came to the fore and said, 'We've got to have more of this neighborhood expression of care. I give an expression of care every day to each child to help him realize that he is unique. I end the program by saying, you've made this day special by just being you. There's no person in the whole world like you, and I like you just the way you are. And I feel that if we in public television can only make it clear that feelings are mentionable and manageable, we will have done a great service for mental health. And Rogers continues to speak for a little longer. And at the end, Senator Pastore, who'd already shared that Rogers was giving him goosebumps and that he wanted, can I see some of these episodes? Someone go give me, you know, he turns and he's look, and can someone give me some of these episodes? He looks at Fred Rogers and says, I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful. Looks like you just earned the $20 million. No one was sure that public television would be able to keep their funding. But Fred Rogers spoke from his heart, his passion, and his gifts. How do we use the gifts given to us? How do we live into the example of Jesus' great love so that we too may share God's tender love? Jesus models for us seeing the beauty and power of our lives, and not with force and might, but with gentleness and kindness, with courage and perseverance. This is the grace Jesus teaches us. This is the grace Jesus models for us within his triumphal entrance into the city. This is the grace Jesus shares with us every day when we let our hearts believe that loving Jesus makes us better people. Amen.